The first reading today, we hear St. Paul charging Timothy, and in the way that he does it, you can see and feel just the power, the urgency with which he's doing it. I charge you in the sight of God and Christ Jesus, who will come to judge living the dead by his coming, by his kingdom, preach the word. Preach the word. That's the first priority. People need to be able to know that our Lord is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. But how are they going to know that unless they hear it? Unless there is someone telling them the truth. And that, of course, is exactly what St. Paul is telling Timothy that he has to do. He needs to preach the truth. We have quite a dearth of people these days who are willing to do that. I guess it's not just these days. When I read St. Gregory the Great, so again, that's back centuries and centuries ago, he said, there are lots of priests, but very few who are willing to do the work. They want the title, but they don't want the responsibility. They're not willing to preach the truth because they want to be liked. Now, again, in deference to my brother priests, when I was in the seminary, which, keeping in mind that was one of the worst seminaries in the nation, we were literally taught, essentially, that to be a good priest is to be everyone's buddy. So as long as you are everybody's pal, then you're a good priest. Well, the problem is, and St. Paul makes it very clear, people are going to turn their ears away from hearing the truth, and they're going to go to fables instead. So if I'm going to stand here and preach something that you're going to really like to hear, that means a lot of people are going to not hear the truth. Because we want to hear what makes us feel good. We want to hear somebody tell us how wonderful we are. My task is to stand up here and say, yes, you are good people, but you're not perfect. We all have to grow. We all have to keep working on becoming more holy. We don't like to hear that. Oh, objective, we'll be fine with that. Yeah, I have to become more holy. But we don't like hearing that I'm not doing so well in certain things, and we don't like being challenged all the time. So we really have to ask ourselves, do we want the truth? It's easy to point the finger at the priest and say, well, how come he's not preaching the truth? Maybe because the people don't want to hear it. Remember one parish I was assigned to, both the pastor and I arrived, and the number of people coming to church declined rather rapidly and rather profoundly. And he was so depressed. And he said, what's wrong? He said, I don't know what to do. The people are all leaving. That's because you're preaching the truth. So just keep preaching the truth. He said, it's going to take a little bit. It'll take a few months. Just keep preaching it. The numbers are going to continue to decline. And then people will hear that you're preaching the truth at this parish. And other people will start to come. And it didn't take long. Within a year or so, it was a very vibrant parish. But the people who had been at that parish, many for years and years and years, just packed it up and left. Because they wanted somebody who was going to tickle their ears. They didn't want to hear the truth. And so if you want to hear the truth, the number one thing you need to do is thank God for that gift, because it is a gift. Sadly, again, we're living in a world where people don't want to hear the truth, and even more sadly, we're living in a church where they don't want to preach it. Even if the people don't want to hear it, we still have to preach it. If you're not sure about that, go and read what God said when he called Jeremiah. Read what he said when he called Ezekiel. And imagine, poor Jeremiah. It's like, I'm sending you to these people. They're not going to listen to you, but you have to preach anyway. He sends Ezekiel and he says, I'm sending you to a bunch of rebels who are rebellious. You got to go preach to them. Like, thanks. But that was the task of the prophets over and over and over again. They were sent to Israel because the Israelites were not living the way that they should. It wasn't that, well, because they're doing such a great job, I'll raise up a prophet and I'll send it to them because it's a reward for what they've done. Now, God raised up the prophets because the people were not doing what they were supposed to do. And if you read somebody like Elijah, it was so difficult for him that he actually at one point said, I'm the only one left. God had to upbraid him and say, that's not true. There are 7,000 people who haven't bent their knee to Baal, not just one. We look at what he did to Jeremiah, and you can see, I mean, you can listen to some of these people that are, you know, have their podcasts or whatever they are, and I'm not pointing a finger at them because I did the exact same thing. They try to preach the truth, and people don't want to hear it, and so you're fighting upstream, and you get angry, and you can hear the anger start to come out in their voice because they're frustrated. And they just get more and more and more angry because they see that some of the hierarchy are not living things and they're not preaching things and the people don't want to hear it and they get frustrated. So what did God do to Jeremiah? He said, you can't go and preach. Till you can get rid of all this other nonsense and preach what is holy, you can't go and preach. So he called him to be a prophet. Poor Jeremiah got so upset about what was going on that he wasn't preaching the word of God anymore, but he was preaching his own frustration. Well, that's not what the people need to hear either. They need to hear God's truth, not my opinion, not my anger, not my self-righteousness. That's not going to get anybody to heaven. You need to hear the word of God. And then we look at history. People don't want to hear the word of God. The Jewish people had the fullness of truth as it had been revealed at that time. And what did they do? They kept going to false gods. They kept saying, we just want to be like everyone else. God was saying, you're not like everyone else. I've called you, I've made you my own, I've entered into a covenant with you, you're not like everyone else. Oh, no, 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 we don't want the Lord, we want to be like everyone else. Now the Catholic Church has been given the fullness of the truth. And what are people saying? We don't want it. There are easier ways. There are ways that are more fun. I can go to some mega church and I can be entertained. I can hear somebody say what I want. There are 33,000 Christian denominations. There's somebody who agrees with me. The question is, do I agree with God? It's one thing for saying, I want the preacher to agree with me. As long as the preacher is agreeing with God and so are you, then you're okay. But if it's no, 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 I want what I want and I want them to tell me what I want to hear. Well, isn't that exactly again what St. Paul said? They're going to look for preachers who are going to tickle their ears. Welcome to America. Welcome, tragically, to the Catholic Church of the 21st century. Got preachers who want to tickle your ears. We have a hierarchy who wants to water down the faith, to make it easier, to make it more palatable, to make it more acceptable. God wants you to be saints. He doesn't want you to have the easy way because he told us where the easy way leads. It leads to perdition. He wants us on the rough and narrow road. Well, that's not always so fun. It's always interesting because you never know what's coming next, but it's not always so fun. So that's where we each have to look within ourselves and ask the question, do I want the truth? Not do I just want somebody who wants to say what I want to hear. Do I want the truth? And as they say in court, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And not just the doctrinal truths, because we have lots of Protestant brothers and sisters who believe in the Trinity, and they believe in the two natures of Jesus, and they believe that Jesus was born of a virgin, and so on. They believe in the objective doctrines. Do we want to hear the moral truth? Do we want to hear the call to holiness? Do we want to have the challenge to be able to change our lives to conform to Jesus Christ? That's a much more difficult message to hear. But it is the one that will set us free. So that's what each one of us really needs to ask in the depth of our own heart. If I really believe in Jesus Christ, who is the truth, do I want the truth? In other words, do I want the real Jesus? Those old enough to remember, there was, I don't even know what the show was called, but there was some TV show. They had a bunch of people that were on some panel, and then they would say, will the real so-and-so please stand up? Well, do you want the real Jesus, or do you want one of the phonies? There are lots of fake Jesuses out there these days. There are a bunch of human beings running around thinking they're Jesus too, but there are a whole bunch of fake Jesuses who are the fantasies in our own mind, because we don't want the real one. So we want to make Jesus into the warm, fuzzy guy that we like. Can't do that. We need to conform ourselves to Christ. That's what we're supposed to be about. So that's the great question. Every priest has to look at that as he is called to preach. Every one of us needs to look at that in our own selves. Do we really want to hear the truth? St. Paul was urgent in speaking to Timothy. Preach the gospel. Preach the truth. In season, out of season, whether it's convenient or inconvenient, whether people want to hear it or they don't, you have to preach the truth. So that's my task. Your task. Do you want to hear the truth? Do you want the truth? Because that's the only thing that will set us free. Jesus said we were made for the truth. So don't go for anything less. Don't go for a false Jesus, because he can't get you to heaven. Only the real Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, the fullness of the truth, can set you free and bring you to the fullness of eternal life.